gather us in. Number 377.
Welcome to all who are visiting with us this afternoon. I see some people are going to watch the game tomorrow. I was wondering why it's such a big crowd. You're all welcome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your ascent to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. The glory is on page 6. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Loving and ever-living God, increase our faith, our hope, and our love, and make us love what you ask of us, that we may merit what you promise. Our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us listen to the word of God.
The first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. Thus says the Lord, you shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan. If ever you wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. My wrath will flare up, and I will kill you with the sword. Then your own wives will be widows, and your children orphans. If you lend money to one of your poor neighbors among my people, you shall not act like an extortioner toward him by demanding interest from him. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall return it to him before sunset, for this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in? If he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Strength. O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer.
I love you, Lord, my strength.
My God, my rock of refuge, praised be the name of the Lord, I exclaim. My shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold, and I am safe from my enemies.
I love you, Lord, my strength.
The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. You, who gave great victories to your king, extolled be God, my Savior, and showed kindness to your anointed.
I love you, Lord, my strength.
The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, you know what sort of people we were among you for your sake, and you become imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great affliction with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that you became a model for all believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you, the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves openly declare about us what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God, and to await his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. This short gospel reading gives everything about what Christian spirituality is about. Very simple, very hard. Where spirituality means this, that we begin to realize that this love that God is, something we begin to realize that God is total love, total compassion, total mercy, and that we're drawn to that love and goodness, compassion and mercy that God is. And we're drawn to it. We're not told you're supposed to. But once we begin to realize that loving goodness in which we're involved in too, and this comes for every one of us, that is what church is supposed to help us to see. You see, there's a difference between spirituality and religion. Religion of itself does not necessarily help us become spiritual. Doesn't necessarily do that. Because what can happen, unfortunately, is we think, oh, religion says do this, do this, do this, do this. And if we do that, it helps us spiritually. And a lot of things probably don't do anything like that at all. But what religion and church can do is to help us see some of the wisdom of the past, how we begin to understand, begin to see the love that God is. And remind us, one of the ways this happens to us, it's not by trying hard, "I'm going to love God now." That doesn't seem to work very well. But one of the things is, it says, let this love that God is come into your heart and your soul. And that's what prayer is. The willingness you have to let that love come into you and see the love that God is. You see, we can be very, very religious without being spiritual at all. We just look around a lot of times. Sometimes very religious people don't love anybody. Why? Because they're saying, "Oh, I got this doctrine. You people don't have it, so you're not very good." And they miss the whole thing. Religion which does not help us to grow spiritually is usually worse than no religion whatsoever. And then it goes further than this. Once we realize that we're loved by God, we're held by God, that love is through us and makes us a be, to realize then too, so Jesus says there's another part to this. you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's not saying just love your neighbor as yourself. You see, when we love ourselves, what we're doing is allowing the love that God is to change us. Because that's who we are. And we get so talked about, we miss that so much. We got lots of things, we're very busy all the time and so on. I understand that, that's not bad. But you see, unless we take time to let that love penetrate us, we won't really love ourselves. We'll be interested in doing this, doing that. They may be good things. But we recognize our value. I'm important. Why? Because that love of God is in me. And in you. In our neighbor. As I say, you should love your neighbor as yourself. That's why we're reminded to pray. Receiving the sacraments can be that too. We come and so open our hearts. That's just one of the ways that God comes into us. We do it when we're kind to each other. We help people who are in need. All of those things gradually allow this transformation to take part in us. I'm going to say something. There is a very holy priest who died in 1955, Pierre de Chardin. He said this, which is very, very interesting. He says at some point, the world will find love. And when that happens, for the second time in the history of the world, we have found fire. Fire changed things. People could keep warm with the fire. People could scare the predators away with the fire. The fire allowed them to cook stuff. You didn't have to have everything cold all the time. In other words, fire transformed the world. And what Teilhard is saying, once we discover love, we will have fire for the second time in the history of the world. Because while the others changed mostly our body and those kinds of feelings and so on, what this does, this fire, makes us burn with love of God, other people, and ourselves. That's the only thing that will save our world. We have things and things which way in different ways politics goes. Sometimes that can be helpful. But this will not really take place till we have fire a second time. Where I love you, you love me, we love our enemies, and that can be done only by the love that God is. This tiny little thing is the whole works. The whole works. You see, sometimes religion gets off course. You say, well, you got to believe this, you got to believe that, and so on. Sometimes it may be valuable, sometimes not. But you see, religion by itself does not bring transformation into love. It's only when our hearts are opened through prayer, through somebody being good to us, we're kind and helpful to other people. That's what changes us. I don't think that our world can become what it's supposed to be, unless love comes. It's our job as Christian people and other people who love, it can be atheists, through the love, we are changed. And we, as we are changed, the world is changed. For the second time in the history of the world, we will have found fire once again. Please ponder this. That's what it's all about. It's the only thing that can save us. Loving God means we let that love change us. Loving our neighbors ourselves means that love goes out to other people. Not just the ones we like. Not just the ones who vote the same way we do. People. All people. Because every human being on the face of the earth is held there by the love that God is. I love you. I kind of wish you'd love me too. It kind of goes all the way around. It's the only thing that in the end works. God bless you. The Apostles' Creed is on page 10. Please stand.